Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Portantier, who is the senior editor of TheaterMania.com. He's going to be talking musical stuff, original score, and orchestrations. So stick with us. It's the WGBB Tony Award special. So much more. And here's Michael. Music, music, music. It's all about the music in our next two categories that we're going through on the WGBB Tony Awards special. We're going to talk about the Best Original Score category, as well as Best Orchestrations for this past Broadway season. And helping us do that is the senior editor of TheaterMania.com, Michael Portantier. Michael, how you doing?
Hey, David. Great.
Great. Great to hear from you. Thanks for taking part in all this. And let's go right to the category, Best Original Score. So you've got Curtains, which is Kander and Ebb and Rupert Holmes, going up against Grey Gardens, going up against Legally Blonde the musical, and Spring Awakening. So, do you have any sort of sense of what you think will win or what you hope to win?
Well, in this case, I think it's one and the same. I think it's pretty much a lock for Spring Awakening. There's been a tremendous amount of excitement about the show, really a new style of music on Broadway, and everyone seems to love it. And all of the other shows, I would say, got mixed reviews for the scores themselves. So I really think it's kind of no contest, you know.
Hmm. And did you, when you saw, because the main competition people would normally say is Grey Gardens, when you saw Grey Gardens before Spring Awakening, was that for you an early leader, or were you kind of unmoved by it?
Well, I think I'm similar to many other people in that I had mixed reactions to it. I liked much of it, but I in particular had a problem with the first act, which I think a lot of other people do. I mean, the score is, in general, is quite well written, but I think they didn't solve all of the structural problems of the show, and that's reflected in the score also. They made quite a few changes from the off-Broadway to the Broadway, but I don't think they necessarily improved it. They just changed it.
See, for me, I saw it off-Broadway and on, and I think they improved the first act. They made it go faster, and they streamlined that. But then I felt the second act somehow dragged a bit more.
Interesting.
So somewhere there's something there that can be worked. And just your thought about, see, for me, Legally Blonde and High Fidelity almost interchangeable. I would have rather seen High Fidelity in this category, I think.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually really liked High Fidelity, especially the score. I mean, I think it does have, again, some structural problems. And, it wasn't a hit because of a number of reasons. I think primarily because, well, it didn't have a star in it and some other reasons. But the score itself and the cast album just came out. It's really terrific. A friend of mine got it, and he said it's the only cast album he's put on his iPod in the last, several years.
Because everyone I'm talking to obviously has Spring Awakening on their iPod, but it's interesting for him to say that High Fidelity is on his.
Yeah. So that's how much he liked it, and it's really some terrific some work by Tom Kidd and Amanda Green. So I hope that show gets other productions somewhere. It's interesting that I guess maybe not too surprising that Pirate Queen was left out totally.
Mm. If they hadn't done a little thing called Les Mis, it probably would have left.
Yeah, I think that maybe the day is over for those guys, at least as far as the critics are concerned.
Oh.
And also, no nomination for the new music in Mary Poppins. That's interesting.
Hmm. Well, I figure what do you think of when you think of Mary Poppins? Chim Chimini, Chim Chimini. All the songs you think of immediately were from the movie. That's not fair necessarily, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah. And what was the other show you said that might have...
Well, Legally Blonde did get nominated, but I guess there was another one or two. I'm kind of blanking on them.
And
didn't get there. Well, actually, the Martin Short show.
That had some great new material in it. But, I guess it's not surprising that it wasn't nominated because people thought of it more as a comedy than a musical,
What about Best Orchestrations of the Year? You've got Grey Gardens, Bruce Coughlin, Spring Awakening, Duncan Sheik, and then two from Jonathan Tunick, Love Music and 110 in the Shade.
Well, that's an interesting one. Jonathan Tunick is the acknowledged master of orchestrations. He did win in 1997 for Titanic. I looked that up. And Bruce Coughlin went for Light in the Piazza, so they both won an award. Love Music, Jonathan Tunick might get it for Love Music for being so brilliant and kind of recreating the atmosphere, the chord viol sound.
Mm-hmm.
He might get it for 110 in the Shade because I think The Survival was a very pleasant surprise to a lot of people just in general. And he does really beautiful work in it.
And when you see Jonathan Tunick's name, you sort of know it's going to be a class production and it's going to sound really good.
Yes, and he's very good at a very necessary talent nowadays, quite unfortunate, is to be able to take full orchestrations and reduce them the reduced forces that are used on Broadway nowadays. And it's an unfortunate thing, but at least he's very good at doing it.
Pretty soon all musicals will be scored by synthesizer and oboe. That'll be it. They'll have one oboist.
Interesting how...
A concession to equity, yeah.
Interesting how Mary Mitchell Campbell was not nominated for Company. Last year, Sarah Travis was nominated for Sweeney Todd, the other John Doyle show that had the actors on stage playing the instruments. Maybe the nominators are getting tired of that.
I think that's a shame, because, I mean, I think her, if nothing else, the Sorry Grateful on the new Company is gorgeous.
Oh, it's very well done. You know, and one interesting thing is that, interesting thing about the John Doyle shows is that, we may quibble with them for whatever reasons, but it is, I think it's very exciting to actually see the musicians while you're hearing them. In almost all cases in modern day shows, the musicians are hidden. Either they're in a pit that's totally covered or they're backstage somewhere. So there's this disconnect, with the sound, whereas in the old days you at least, you had the musicians in an open pit at the front of the theater, and that's something that's lost now. It just kind of makes it seem more synthetic, in addition to the amplification nowadays. Yeah.
I will say that was one of the real pleasant surprises of 110 in the Shade and the way they do stuff at Studio 54. You see those musicians up in the upper left and upper right in the balcony, and it makes a bit, you hear them beautifully and clearly. And I think that helps a lot.
Yes, and oddly enough, I'm glad you said that, too, because I actually heard some people complain about, I think actually one of the reviews said that the arrangement of musicians when they do musicals at Studio 54, and they put them in the two boxes, as you said, is someone wrote that it was impossible or ridiculous or something like that. I think it's the opposite.
Yeah,
Because they're up there, they amplify them less. And it makes it sound more natural, and it also, there's a really nice stereo effect that happens. And I think it's great.
Okay, speaking of great, Michael Portantier, what was your very, very favorite show of the season on or off Broadway?
Well, musical-wise, definitely, I would say Spring Awakening. And it's interesting, I saw it off Broadway, and when I saw it there, I was a little disappointed because I guess I know the play very well. I've seen several productions of it in the past few years, in fact, and... they made some decisions that I didn't totally agree with, and also I maybe had something else in mind. But I think between a combination of the fact that they did, again, I believe they made significant changes and improvements in the text and the score from off-Broadway to on-Broadway, and then also I think just getting used to the approach they had taken and, what they had done with it, because it really is very... very innovative and bold and
it's exciting. I thought it was a pretty exciting musical. Now we do have a little bit of time, so I'm going to ask, what was the worst, most awfulest, awful thing you saw all season?
Well, I didn't go back through the entire catalog, so I can't give a definitive answer. But I guess I would have to say that the times they are changing was up there.
Yeah, and it was just, I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
Lightning certainly didn't strike twice with for
Twilight Dark.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for striking us with the lightning of your mind.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was the worst segue of the night, easily. But certainly great to have you as part of the Tony special, Michael Portantier.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much.